1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Dear friends, always joyful, always prayerful, always thankful. Was the Apostle Paul really serious? Was the Apostle Paul perhaps misinformed or simply naive? Always joyful? Paul, I'm lonely and depressed, and I can't imagine having a joyful Thanksgiving Day, much less a joyful life. Always prayerful? Paul, I've prayed and prayed, but my prayers seem to go unanswered. Always thankful? Paul, have you seen my last banking statement or the stack of overdue bills on the kitchen table? Have you seen the results of my latest medical test? Perhaps you felt that way at times, and I know that I have too. Amid the gloomy headlines of this world and the problems and heartbreaks of daily existence, living the type of life that Paul urged us to live, always joyful, always prayerful, always thankful, may seem like a human impossibility. And it is a human impossibility. If Paul had stopped right there, his call to action, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, would have been nothing more than a Hallmark greeting card or perhaps a locker room pep talk. But Paul didn't stop there. He went on to give us the reason that we can always be joyful and prayerful and thankful. And that reason is our Lord Jesus Christ. He said this, "This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Have you considered that it is the will of God for your life that you always be joyful and prayerful and thankful? Consider. First, be joyful always. What did Paul mean by these words? Did Paul mean that as Christians that we should never surrender to a moment of unhappiness? That as Christians, we should always have a bounce in our step and a smile on our face? That as Christians, if we are ever anything other than bubbly and bouncy and smiley and happy, there must be something wrong with our faith? Is that what he meant? Quite the opposite. He meant that amid all the good times and bad times, the ups and downs, the tears, the laughter, the success and failure, the sickness and health, that we still have a reason to go on rejoicing. And that reason never lies within us, never lies within our personal feelings or circumstances. Not in our popularity, not in our personality, not in our bank account, not in the number of likes we may get on social media, but rather lies in Jesus Christ. Times change, circumstances change, relationships change, people change, but Jesus doesn't change. Remember the Bible passage? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if that's true, and it is, then a joy that is based upon Jesus Christ has to be as unchanging and eternal as he is. No matter what has happened in your life yesterday, or is happening today, or may happen tomorrow, that you have a Savior who came here to save you. That you have a Savior who loved you enough to die for your sins. That you have a Savior who has promised, and he has promised that there's nothing in this whole universe that can separate you from him. That is the reason. He is the reason that you can go on being joyful, even when your heart feels like it may be breaking. Second, pray without ceasing, Paul wrote. I used to puzzle over that expression as a child. I wondered how it was possible that I could pray without ceasing. I wouldn't be able to eat or drink. or to talk, or for that matter, to breathe. And eventually, I'd run out of things to pray to God about. Is that what Paul meant by pray without ceasing? Not at all. By saying that, Paul was reminding the Thessalonians to do not be lacking in prayer. Do not view prayer as powerless or senseless, as too little, too late. Don't view prayer as if, who cares? God's not listening anyway. He's not going to do anything. We couldn't be farther from the truth. God does hear, God does answer, God does act, and God does care. And the reason for that, again, is found in Jesus Christ. Paul saw the coming and suffering and dying of Jesus Christ as the irrevocable proof that God will always listen and always answer and always act. And so he wrote this, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" If God gave you Jesus, do you really think that he will withhold some godly blessing from your life? A pair of shoes, a loaf of bread, a change of clothes? Finally, give thanks in all circumstances, Paul said. And maybe that's the hardest thing to understand of all. It's one thing to give thanks when times are good, when you're young and healthy, when your family is intact, when the closet is full and the pantry is stocked, and when you can sit down to a Thanksgiving Day meal with family, and after that, sit down to a smorgasbord of sporting events on hundreds of digital channels. Thank you, God, that's easy. But what if circumstances are difficult? What if you're facing a serious illness? What if you're elderly and you need a walker to cross the living room? What if the closet is almost empty and the pantry is almost bare? What if your car is making strange noises that sound like an expensive repair? What if your Thanksgiving meal is nothing more than a slice of toast and a bowl of tomato soup? What I'm asking you is this. Even when going through hardship and trouble and loss as a redeemed child of God, can you still be thankful? Can you still say, thank you, God, and mean it from the top of your head to the tips of your toes? Of course you can. Again, because of Jesus Christ. Because he died to atone for your sins. Because he chose you to be his very own. Because he will never leave you or forsake you. Because he has promised to force even the difficult times of your life to serve your best interests. Because, you can say with Paul, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any power, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In Christ Jesus. And that's the most compelling reason of all to go on giving thanks. You are in Christ Jesus. So rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 36, stanzas 1 and 3, 36 verses 1 and 3.